we as new immigrants need to do is to educate ourselves about this country. Unfortunately, the education systems in all across Canada do not teach us enough about the original peoples of this land. And it is because I am indigenous myself from another country, is that it's a personal interest of myself to learn about these people, to know about their history, their struggles, but also to educate people about those struggles. I think immigrants, sometimes when they are not informed about how is it that Canada was formed, our prejudices against indigenous peoples start to develop. And it is not just new immigrants, because it would be unfair to simply put people in different categories, but I would say it's the system itself, the education system. It's sort of a kind of structural kind of racism that have existed for a long time. And that is and what I mean is that the education systems of this country have not taught people about indigenous issues. So very few people know about the treaties, much less know about residential schools. They don't know about the cultural genocide, and in some cases, physical genocide that happened in this country. And that is unfortunate. But now, with the coming of new writers, like, for instance, I will give you an example. Here in Regina, we have an author by the name James Daschak, who wrote the book Clearing the Plains. And another book that I also use in my classes is called Seeing Red by Mark Anderson and Carmen Robertson. They have written about this cultural genocide and genocide that happened in these lands in Western Canada. So when people don't know about this history, it's when people develop prejudice. So I will say that it's not just for immigrants, but I will say for all Canadians, is to know about the history of these people. Because on the other hand, when we go to school, when you and I come to Canada, we immediately know how to learn the language, English. We have to learn about the history of Canada, which is the official history, but we very seldom know about indigenous history, about indigenous peoples. All I can say is that this is a country of immigrants, with the exception of the First Nations people. We all came here from somewhere, and I think we simply owe to them at least, you know, to know that, to know a little bit more about them, because this is their land, you know, and legally this is still their land that, we know, even though there were treaties signed, they never surrendered the lands. And so I think it will be good if all Canadians know about that, and that we all benefited by coming here and by having a chance to live, a chance to work, a chance to study. And it is part of our traditions as indigenous peoples to know about the other and to also pay our respects to the other. And what I mean is, whenever you are a visitor to anybody's home, to anybody's country, it's always to, you know, to acknowledge that there were some people before us here.